This afternoon, President Trump is formalizing his plans for steel and aluminum tariffs, part of his effort to restore manufacturing in the United States, a strategy that many don't believe is the right one. Joining us now is Mark Muro, who's a senior fellow in the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. Mark, first describe the state of manufacturing in this country right now. Is it as bad as President Trump has said?
Well, manufacturing, you know, certainly came out of a brutal decade before the financial crisis, the early 2000s, as China entered the global marketplace after the WTO, saw true carnage in the industry or the sector. After the crisis, there was a good surge with strong export around the world and progress made on automation and productivity gains. Unfortunately, those have begun to flatten. And so currently the sector, I would say, is stable but not surging in productivity.
Now, there has been, though, if you look back to the year 2000, there's been a sizable drop in manufacturing jobs, which Trump blames on bad trade deals. How much is trade responsible for what's going on?
The industry and sector have been changing radically, especially due to automation. So even absent the trade factor, employment growth would be constrained, and there certainly would have been losses. So there's a lot going on here, and it's not all about trade. Much of it is about productivity and automation as well.
There's a McKinsey report from November of last year about how to revitalize U.S. manufacturing, and nowhere in it does it mention adding tariffs on imports.
No. I mean, I think the crucial challenges lay around productivity, talent, making sure that we have the right kind of in-demand skills for today's modern factory. And then I talk a lot about the importance of strong regional ecosystems, dense supply chains in the United States and in our regions. You know, tariffs are not likely part of the short list of what is needed by most sectors in manufacturing.
Another thing that President Trump has done in an effort to boost U.S. jobs and U.S. manufacturing is he's gone after individual companies. Let's take a little listen here to a montage that we put together.
Companies are not going to leave the United States anymore without consequences. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'll tell you right now.
We're going to get things coming. We're going to get Apple to start building their damn computers and things in this country instead of in other countries.
I can tell you this. When Carrier and Ford and Nabisco leaving Chicago with their big plant, they're moving to Mexico. I'm not eating Oreos anymore. You know that.
Does that make a difference to have the president get involved in individual companies' decisions about where they're putting their factories and their jobs?
I actually do think it's important to have the president of the United States actually signaling that he has the back of manufacturing as a whole. I think it becomes more questionable and less useful the narrower the aperture gets. And that applies to very narrow tariffs for steel and aluminum. But the company-by-company approach to economic development is likely not the right way forward. What we need to be building is broad capabilities in technology, in skills, and again, in these regional places.
You've mentioned automation a couple of times, and obviously for some manufacturers, that may be a great thing. It allows them to make more stuff faster, cheaper. For jobs, it's not so great. But how big of a part of our troubles in manufacturing is the automation of it?
Absent automation, the United States would not have the productivity to compete globally. So automation is part of the solution, but it absolutely must be taken seriously as a factor in the labor market and clearly does reduce employment in especially rote middle skill occupations. So it's a two-edged sword, but I think it's not solely negative. Where we don't have automation, we likely don't have a presence in the industry.
Why is it so important for a country like this to have a strong manufacturing sector? There are some who would say we should be an information economy at this point.
Well, the only problem with the idea that we simply can do the design or just be an information economy is the fact that much of the innovative activity in the United States is actually tied up with manufacturing. It turns out that when you lose the manufacturing, you sometimes begin to lose the expertise to do the design, too. And in multiple industries, we've seen the one lead to the other unexpectedly. So I think there is a new conclusion in the last decade or so that manufacturing is important, but for different reasons. You know, it's not solely important for employing millions and millions of people. It's also important to the United States' ability to innovate, to create new things, to learn. So there are new reasons for manufacturing's importance. And it's not, you know, your parents manufacturing anymore.
That's Mark Muro, who is a senior fellow at the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Jeremy. Take care.